The Trumbull family were once known as the greatest wizards in all of Skelmoza, but the line fell into incompetence and debauchery, and magic left them behind to take a darker turn. But this was not the end of the Trumbull family, merely the start of a new rotation of time's great wheel. A chance to restore their family's honor and forge a new destiny.
The Strand Gamers present Inquisition of Blood, a new campaign using the Burning Wheel fantasy role-playing system.
God damn it, Tom.
I also
needed you
to
be quiet for 5 goddamn seconds, and you started talking as soon as I started.
All right. I actually was going to say, you know we have some spammers on the Strand Gamer site.
Yeah, I delete them every day.
Okay, I was just wondering if you knew about that. I didn't know if you did.
Where are they? I want to see one.
They're the people who post like a generic good job reply to the posts and then post a link to their website afterwards.
Yeah, they're gone now.
Okay.
May I proceed?
Yes, you may. I'm sorry about that.
And we've been on with Session 17 of Inquisition of Blood. When we last left our group of heroes, they were right in the center of the apparent declaration of martial law in Skelmoza. Solomon and Martin, who were already in jail, were brought to a torture chamber, along with their friends, Regina von Quinten and Professor Gregor McCaskill. They were kindly questioned by a creepy man named Candle. He extracted the little information they had from them and went to go report to his superior. Meanwhile, the party enacted risky summoning in order to make good their escape. They managed to escape from the torture chamber, but not the catacombs. But while down there, they did stumble across their, corpse, Albert Whiterose, and kill the person who was providing him with air. Meanwhile, the demon went to the Trumbull Manor and roused Dristan and Bayard, told them that their house was about to be raided, and brought them to a dream munitions workshop and informed Bayard that his final task was going to be to make lots of bombs, which he readily agreed to. However, Bayard knew something was up and decided to go out and investigate, whereupon he learned that he was a wanted criminal and that his brother was going to be hanged at sunset. He enacted his right to be tried before his liege lord, in this case Prince Morris. Bayard managed to convince Prince Morris of his own innocence and that the shady circumstances under which Martin was convicted were, in fact, not legitimate. And he won Martin a trial before his liege lord. Liam was roused from his bed and instructed that he was now under the command of Colonel Clark Ventaro, meaning that he was now one of Ventaro's lavender cloaks. Ventaro provided him with dossiers on all the key figures, and then sent Liam down to round up the prison breaks, which he successfully did. Eventually, the prisoners were brought before Ventaro, who informed them that they would all, except for Martin, be executed at sunset, because they were tried in absentia and found guilty. Liam objected to this, exchanged harsh words with Ventaro, and eventually accepted Mentaro's challenge for a duel to the death. Which is to be held at noon.
There was a reason. I swear.
No, there wasn't. Yeah, for fun.
One die.
That's a possible outcome of this.
No, only a little.
Unless I save a persona.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. I might get cocky. Burn.
Introduce a complication. All the bombs blow up.
That would be a pretty sweet complication. Oh no! I'm gonna die so hard.
Okay. Beliefs, instincts to be changed.
Oh, that's terrible.
Martin.
Let's see. I can't think of any.
Okay. Bayard.
I need to change number 2 to get Martin acquitted from getting him out of jail.
Yeah, I guess I should probably change mine to something similar. I figured I could just roll it over into that, but...
That's fine with me.
Yeah.
I can't spell the word acquitted, apparently. Or it's just not in the...
A-C-Q-U-I-T.
There's no W in it.
I put in just one T. It's double T. Okay. My spelling lessons aside. Gordon is unconscious still. Solomon.
Yes. Oh, beliefs. I think the what are they? The Trumbles? They're probably not that important right now, so my first belief is gonna be to get myself and possibly even McCaskill off being executed.
Is my paper not yet? Oh my god, it's so close.
That's not related to the meme.
Anything else?
No.
Krista?
Hello! I would like to change belief to from finding a mortal sacrifice to creepy old guys looking at babies to escape the demon's grasp.
How bad is she, right?
Am I super bad? Can I shut up? No. Shut up, Matt.
Because you're in here.
Also, I would also change number 3 from recruit help to banish the demon to reunite with the rest of the party. Can I do that, or is that no good?
That seems a little simple to me. That there's probably not going to be many tests involved in that.
That's true. I don't know. I guess, fine, I'll just keep it as is.
Okay.
Did you spell recruitment?
Fuck off.
Liam?
Number 2 is going to be changed to, the demon cameo is scheming to enact chaos upon the city. I must take whatever steps are necessary to stop him from destroying us all. And number 3, I believe I've already got this, but innocents have been convicted in unjust trials. As a servant of the prince, I will defeat Carl Mentaro and hold him to the authority of law instead of his cruel perversion of justice.
Okay.
Because the door's open.
Okay. So, Martin was being dragged / escorted out of the magistrate's offices.
Yep.
And he is being dragged towards the royal palace. Meanwhile, Solomon is put back in his cell. McCaskill is taken off allegedly to get medical attention since he is bleeding horribly. Bayard, what are you up to since you finished convincing Morris?
I think I supplied a picture of them.
I will pass the time between my audience with the prince and Martin's arrival by writing letters.
Okay.
Letters to whom?
I'm getting to that. I wish to contact a member of the nobility that owns a set of double-barreled pistols, and I wish him or her to show them off to me so that I may take notes and rebuild them at a later date.
Okay. Well,
time frame is not in the immediate future.
Okay. Obstacle 3. Circles.
I would like to employ my affiliation with the nobility and my reputation.
Okay.
Three successes. Actually, let's spend a fate on that. Four successes.
Okay. You send off your letters. Dristan.
Hey, where am I exactly?
You were with Bayard when, during his audience with the prince. So what would you like to
after
do
that,
when you leave there?
After I leave the prince or the room, like the room with the prince or his entire palace thing? Like where am I geographically?
Okay, you and Bayard were escorted out of the palace.
Okay.
So what would you like to do after that?
I would really... Oh, wait, where is Bayard writing these letters? Did he go back to the demon's lair?
I was just going to do it at the palace.
Okay.
Since I'm waiting for Martin to show up.
So he's going to show up at the palace.
Oh, okay, I didn't realize you were waiting at the palace. Okay.
Fair enough. I really want to talk to Bayard, actually. Like, I don't want to go back to the demon's home. I feel really weird living with a demon.
He's a creep.
He's weird.
The demon left us alone after he took us there.
Yeah, because you're his slave.
Yeah! I don't want to be the demon's slave! I think we need to find other people to help banish it or continue the quest for looking for things to kill it.
Once we've got my brother back, we can go get Reginald's eyes and then make ourselves some weapons.
Okay. I guess I'm done. Sorry.
Okay.
What are we going to do in the meantime while he's writing? Jeez. Maybe restock my supplies if I'm running low?
Okay. Liam, you have a couple hours before your duel to the death.
So gonna die. yes, I do. I need to go back to the Central Research and inform my grandfather of this.
Okay. When you walk in, your grandfather is eating the breakfast that you left for him. Boy.
Grandfather. I have a duel today.
You wanna be a little bit more specific?
Yes, I was drafted into the Lavender Cloaks by a Colonel Bentaro. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him or not.
My reputation.
He's declared martial law in the city, and, I was asked to apprehend some criminals that were staging an escape, and they happened to be very good friends of the Trumbulls and witch hunters in their own right. It turns out they were to be hanged because they had been tried in absentia. And, well, I knew about the evidence related to the case, I knew about how it was falsified, and yet the colonel chose to convict them under this same falsified evidence, and I just couldn't stand for that. So I put my life on the line to make sure that they would be tried at a fair trial, and really, it all seems very silly in hindsight, but I think that I need to go through with this.
Boy, have I ever told you that you are the most naive buffoon of a child I've ever seen?
Once every 3 days since I was four, sir.
So you're going to fight war hero Colonel Clark Vendaro to the death?
Yes.
Oh, Grandpa.
Well, no, I'm not going to fight him to my death. I'm going to try and beat him. Fuck that. I'm going to beat him.
Shoot for the stars, kid.
Were you going to tell me that all the training that you've given me is for nothing?
He stands abruptly. Come with me.
I do so.
God, not cheap.
He walks upstairs to his bedroom, opens his old trunk, and starts throwing crap out of it.
Trinket of invisibility.
Once it is empty, he reaches in and removes a false bottom and picks up a cloth bundle.
Liam, my father's father, the man you were named for, once saved a great dwarven war artist from a marauding troll. In gratitude, the dwarf forged this blade for our family. Now, let me be expressly clear. This is not a sword for defending your honor. This is a sword for defending the innocent. It is only to be used in a righteous cause. Are we clear?
Yes, sir.
He unwraps an exquisite longsword, etched up the hilt with dwarven runes, and passes it over to you, hilt first.
I hold it.
Hey. It is the finest sword you have ever held. It seems impeccably balanced. You have a dwarven-made longsword. It is a superior quality longsword that gives one advantage balance die to weapon skills when using it.
Is that in addition to being superior quality? Or
yes.
Is it just the quality of being superior?
It is superior quality, and then because it's dwarven made, it gets a balanced die to your skill.
Good lord. Grandfather, I don't feel comfortable accepting this.
If you survive, you can give it back. If you die, I'm gonna take it back.
I am suddenly very comfortable with this.
Make me proud, you giant idiot.
Thank you, sir. And I give him a hug.
He hugs
this you. Maybe the last time I'm ever... Actually, this is the first and probably the last time I'm ever going to be able to express this kind of feeling to you, sir. But thank you for all of your training and for teaching me about, well, this. And I... hold up the sword.
You better remember it. If you die out there, you better at least die majestically.
Oh man, I am going to have... I'm going to die in the way you would have... Do you ever dream of me dying, sir?
No, you're not going to die. You're going to win, okay?
Well, of course I'm going to win, but I don't know, you seem to want me to die majestically. You know what? Never mind. No. I'm not going to get into this right now. I sheathe the sword and hang it on my belt. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. When and where?
Noon. Town Square. In front of the magistrate's office.
I'm gonna be there.
Good, because I was hoping you could be my second. I won't need one,
but... I wouldn't blame you if you backed
out. Sorry?
I wouldn't blame you if you backed out.
I'm not backing out. I just might die. I really just need to pick up this sword, just in case. It's a really nice sword.
Well, treat her nice, then.
Does it have a name?
Why don't you give it one? The new owner should have a new name.
I'll think about that when I have the time.
Go Sorry. On. Make hey. Your preparations.
Yes, sir. Family is an armory.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go in. I think I'm gonna need a shield.
Okay. Do you have a shield? Did you purchase a shield?
I did not.
Resource points?
No, I did not. Actually, no, you know what? I probably should not go with a shield because.
Oh, that's grandpa's one.
Balanced, so. I'm gonna carry my knife with me just in case, but I'm not gonna draw it alongside the weapon.
Okay.
Maybe you should ask for grandpa's advice.
Are you saying. Wearing armor?
Half arms chainmail. Full suit.
As in light mail, like three dice of armor protection?
That would be it, yes.
Okay, and half arms.
Yep.
Noted.
So. Gravy Martin, this better be worth it.
I'll die.
Oh man. Alright, so let's see, preparations I can make. Here's a thought. How much sleep have I had?
Like half of a night?
I think I better catch up on that.
Okay, so you're gonna nap till the time of your duel?
Maybe you should wake up a little bit before.
Yeah, it's like 7 in the morning, so you have 5 hours.
I'm going to try to get an additional 3 then.
Okay.
Because being woken up several times throughout the night is not very good for your, it's not very good for your health.
You should make peace with your god also.
Can I get your affairs in order?
I get the impression they don't have much confidence in you.
I do too.
Soon.
Maybe arrange for somebody to inherit that trading costel that you own, brother.
I'm pretty sure that, if I die today, my grandfather will be able to handle it. In fact, I should probably put in writing that it belongs to my grandfather at that point.
Okay.
Or, actually, no.
Perhaps you should preserve your seed to carry on the family line in your absence.
Yeah, you should hit me up, right?
How about... No! Let's see. Does Skelmoza have some sort of, charity? Like, some sort of charity department or anything like that? Any social probably programs that it goes
probably
into?
Probably religious programs. Yeah, welfare as a thing doesn't exist.
No. I mean, I'm aware of that, but I mean, the only charitable organizations would probably be religious.
Yeah.
Just socialist.
Maybe, an orphanage or something.
Yeah. I'm going to put into writing and submit that should I submit to the, magistrate before the duel that should I die, I do want the company's stake to go to go to the church and the orphanage that it runs.
Okay.
Everyone knows church funds are fungible, so they didn't use it on anything.
You need to write it for the church, or for the orphanage specifically, otherwise we'll just embezzle the crap out of it or something.
Yes, I'm true. That's true. I'll donate it to orphans! Yay! Orphans will become the owners of this business.
Give it to individual urchins on the street.
Yeah, street urchins. The ones that were trying to steal a pig.
Okay. Back at the royal palace, Prince Morris strides into the sitting room where Bayard has been set up like he owns the place. Because he does. Mostly.
Wait, Bayard owns the palace?
No, Prince Morris.
The prince does.
Although it's technically his father's.
I shove my writing desk aside and kneel.
Rise, rise, I have exciting news.
I rise. What is it?
We're in for quite the public spectacle. The Sedgwick boy is going to fight Colonel Ventaro today at noon. To the death.
Sedgwick boy.
I am physically shocked but silent because I am
you're
not a noble.
Why? What's going on?
Well, the Sedgwick boy has apparently accused Ventaro of rigging these trials. Ventaro took this as a slight to his honor and challenged him.
That seems reasonable. What is your opinion of the matter?
My opinion of the matter is that that's something I'd quite like to see. I've heard great stories about Ventaro's prowess in battle, but I've not had occasion to see it for myself.
It seems pointless for this duel to take place when Martin has already been transferred to your jurisdiction.
Yes, there were a bunch of other prisoners, though.
Really? Who?
Oh, Von Quinten's wife.
What? She's involved with this, too?
Oh, yes, I forgot that you were an item once, weren't you?
Yes, but that is in the past now. Why is she scheduled to be executed with the rest of that sorry lot?
She's been found guilty of consorting and having illicit relationships with a blood mage, Borgo Noxious.
But she... I have testimony from a witness saying that she did not do this willingly.
And where is this witness?
The witness was a research subject of Borgo's. I do not know his current whereabouts. He was headquartered in our house for a time. But the Trumbulls fled in the middle of the night. I can fetch you the deposition that he gave.
Well, I'd wait until afternoon. You know, you're going to have to talk it over with Ventaro, and if by some miracle he doesn't win, you don't want to have to repeat it to his successor.
True. However, Regina is a noble just like my brother is, and I do not believe the peerage of the realm will stand for having one of their number executed by a colonel.
You see, that's kind of a sticky question, actually. According to Ventaro, your girl is an imposter. She was born some miller's daughter, lowborn, common chattel.
No, she has been married into both the Trumbulls and the Von Quintons. to say that both houses failed their due diligence in ensuring that she was a valid match is preposterous.
Nobody's blaming you, of course. You were not to know. No pretty face can bewitch a man. I'm no stranger to love myself.
Regardless of her origin, she is now a peer of the realm, and must be treated as such. Otherwise, all order will break down, and you will have unrest amongst the nobility as well as the commoners.
You raise an interesting point, but I can't snatch away all of Ventaro's prisoners.
Well, who's left? You don't need to take them all.
There's, Travers, the one who killed Reginald. There's some professor from the university, some smuggler wizard, I'm told. I don't remember the rest. I think there was two or three more wizards. It's fantastic. We've timed it so we'll set them up on the gallows in the town square just as the funeral procession for Reginald goes by. And then we hang them in turn in his honor.
But, except for Solomon Travers, none of them have anything to do with Von Quentin's death.
Well, they're all guilty of blood magic crimes, and Reginald did strive to bring them to justice. He was no small part of the Inquisition.
I can accept that. However, if the professor that you speak of is Professor MacGregor, we know that he is innocent.
I nod silently.
McCaskill.
Oh, it's McCaskill, eh?
Is it McCaskill?
Yes.
I chose the wrong professor. Then it is McCaskill.
I've just been calling him McGregor because I keep forgetting his name.
I think he got a trait voted on that everybody gets his name wrong.
Well.
His accuser has recanted her accusations, saying that she was coerced by the demon. If you would please keep that information private, it would do much to increase her longevity.
Okay. Well, as I said, I don't see any point dealing with it before noon. There's a lot of time between noon and sunset.
I wait on my prince's schedule.
Oh, the other news. Your brother's in my solar.
May I go meet him?
Of course.
Then I must take my leave. Well, farewell, my prince.
I'm coming with you. We're going to clear up this matter, remember?
Then let us depart together.
I rise and follow.
He walks out.
Ignored by everyone.
Yes. He doesn't even look at you. He walks out of the room and is immediately flanked by a royal guard that walks with you.
Does the guard have cool armor?
Yes. By royal guard, I mean four people. Not a royal guard. I mean a squadron of royal guard.
Yeah.
But they have cool matching armor.
Yeah, we're talking like Secret Service guys right here.
What color is this cool magic armor?
Oh, it's gotta be red.
It's magic now?
Apparently. It's a bright silvery color with gold filigree, and they're wearing cloth of gold cloaks.
Rich bastards. 1%.
I think this is actually really more like 0.001%.
It's just the one single guy with no concern for the percentage.
It depends whether they're drafted serfs or professional men-at-arms.
I think he's referring to the prince, not the people who actually wear these cloaks.
Yeah.
Okay. You are escorted to the Solar, which is where Martin was brought in and sat down and given tea and biscuits.
Oh boy. I rush to embrace him.
Yeah, hi.
Martin, it's so good to see you alive. Yes, were you mistreated?
How's the hang? How's your arm?
I was not really mistreated that much. I mean, I could have been mistreated, but I wasn't. The friendly man with a fire poker did not mistreat me.
I'm
only everyone else.
Glad to hear that.
Oh, yeah.
So, have you heard about this duel, or do you know the whereabouts of the other people who were convicted? Can you just
the other people are going to stay at the jail. And yes, I have heard of this duel. I mean, Liam announced the duel in my presence.
So, could you clarify, has he lost his mind, or...
Witched,
perhaps? Was he doppelganging? How were his hands?
No. He seemed pretty himself.
Well, it should be pretty entertaining to watch, at the very least, right?
Mm.
I question whether this duel will accomplish anything.
I don't think so. Because, I mean, you're right here, and I'm pretty sure Solomon's guilty.
Well, yes. Almost certainly. Look, I don't know. I'm not him. Ask him.
Yeah, let's. If he survives the duel.
Or, you know, beforehand.
Well, it depends. Do we have time? Really, we should get this whole sentence cleared up. His Lord Highness.
Why is a woman talking?
I'm a doctor.
Yes. Pardon me, my prince. I was overjoyed to meet my brother. I did not mean to waste your time.
I bow in silence.
Martin Trumbull.
Yes?
What do you have to say for yourself?
That answer.
Proper etiquette.
Yes, my prince. I have to remember this etiquette stuff. Yes. My prince, I learned only... He's the prince, right?
He is the prince.
Okay. I learned of the allegations levied against me only... how many minutes ago?
Maybe half an hour.
Like 30 minutes ago. So... that I was apparently convicted of these before I had even known of the charges, that's absolutely absurd. Also, the charges are completely ridiculous. Let's see, they were what? For collaborating with the known blood mage Nefarious Trumbull. But the problem is, you don't know that he's a blood mage, do you? You don't know very much about him at all, to begin with. I've seen him only once in my entire life. Which also makes the whole collaborating thing very difficult.
So you deny collaborating with him?
Correct.
You said you had contact with him once. What was the nature of this meeting?
Let's see, the nature of this meeting...
Family reunion!
No, it was at the recent party. He showed up apparently as a caterer.
And I'm assuming he did more than cook dinner?
Ah, yes. Let's see. He accidentally summoned a demon after a small altercation with Solomon, Mr. Travers, who is currently over in the jail. He then gave me a spell that would allow me to contact him in the future. I have not yet learned this spell. I mean, I'm working on it, because honestly, I feel that the books that he's searching for, are indeed very dangerous, and they need to be removed from this Earth. Or this, whatever the planet's name is called.
What is the nature of these books?
The nature of these books, I am led to understand, is definitely a sort of blood magic, a grand scale of blood magic that allows a single person to leverage the life force of an entire nation in order to make him immortal.
That sounds very bad.
Yes. Which is why I feel that these, like, even just sitting around waiting to be found is too dangerous. They do need to be destroyed.
And did you intend to work with your father on this?
I intended to speak to him to gain more information about their whereabouts, but I was definitely not going to work with him to allow him to get the books. That was not my intention.
I will think on this matter. Enjoy your tea. I will return shortly. Would you like to go to the duel with me?
Sure.
Yes, the Trumbull boys can ride in my private carriage.
I thank you for this honor.
Yes, I thank you as well.
Maybe you should ask if your attendant doctor...
I can't say anything. That's not proper.
Not you.
Yeah, you're not allowed to say stuff.
I'm not allowed to say anything. I telepathically communicate with Martin.
He turns and walks out.
I telepathically communicate back. Oh, I'm aware. I know this etiquette stuff.
So, hey guys. We're going to the duel. That sounds pretty sweet. I guess I'm just gonna hump it because I'm not noble. So, I guess I'll see you guys later.
On the way, you might want to put in an order for Liam's casket.
No kidding. Well, we'll see.
Yeah, only problem.
I'm going to make the best out of a terrible situation and enjoy my walk all the way over to wherever the hell I'm going.
Yeah. Be sure to bring your surgery kit.
No, well, of course. Are you kidding?
Just making sure. Anyway, I need to send a messenger to retrieve the deposition either from the Trumbull estate or from the lawyer's office.
Isn't that the magisterium?
Yeah, I believe you filed it with the magistrate.
Hmm.
Why don't I just stop by since I'm going there anyway?
It's probably better to keep it in the official chain of command.
Fine, I'll just be a useless, not noble doctor. I'll catch you guys later.
You're about to become very useful as people bleed out on the dueling sands.
I don't know, what is the etiquette with dueling? Am I allowed to help people after they're clearly defeated?
To the death.
Yeah, so...
If one side yields, or is incapacitated, you can help. Basically, once a victor has been declared, you're allowed to help the loser.
But it's to the death, so the victor is going to kill the loser.
You can help the victor.
Yeah, not necessarily. If he is incapacitated, then the duel can end.
Yeah.
It can't end.
This isn't a gladiatorial contest. Right. These are nobles, not commoners. Their life is worth something.
Pretty sure that it was to the death, though. That's just word on the street. I don't know.
I think it wasn't, and then Liam escalated it and was like, I'll die for this. And Ventara was like, yeah, sure, you will.
It was actually really more like, I would willingly defy you, and then he was like, well, would you willingly defy you with your sword? And Liam is like, yes? Uh-oh. Yeah, oh.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go prepare, I don't know, work on some cobweb surgery, or whatever. I'll see you guys later.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, we will see you at the arena. I think we're done.
Okay. You guys have nothing more to say to each other before the door?
I begrudgingly glower and mumble under my breath how much I hate them.
I guess, ask Martin. Has Travers said anything, offered any sort of repentance or explanation?
Apparently, Mr. Von Quentin attempted to throw him out of a window.
I guess they had a falling out. That's all you know?
Yeah. That's all I know. Honestly, I don't know very much about it. He was not terribly, loquacious during the interrogation.
It is a shame to see our old comrade hung, but if he has turned into a murdering fiend, I suppose it must be done.
Quite. It was a shame to see our old comrade stab me twice.
Somebody went on a murderous rampage.
Alright, now I'm done with this scene.
Okay, Dristan, as you are walking down the street, someone whispers in your ear. They say, East Gate, 2 hours past midday, bring supplies.
Who are you?
Well, you look around and you're walking in a reasonably busy street, but there's nobody close enough that would have whispered that to you.
I start breathing heavily and have a panic attack. Is it the demon? I try to collect my wits and continue over to the magisterium.
Okay.
Terribly disturbed and visibly agitated. East Gate, 2 after. Surprise! Is it a full moon? I ask strangers what the phase of the moon is.
What year is it? It is not a full moon.
Oh, God.
How long have I been asleep?
I have no idea what's going on. Trying to recollect my wits. Is there any time I promised that I'd see somebody with illicit drugs or some other sort of supplies at any time?
No, not that you can recall.
Oh, God. I'll just continue my walk, upset that everything always happens to me.
You're supposed to bring a sex wedge, that's what this is.
I think I should just bring drugs, maybe? Do I have sealing moss on me? Is it in my bag?
Yeah, I think you put it in your med kit.
Oh, God. Do I have time to swing by the house?
You have plenty of time. This was in,
house
2 hours past midday would be, you know.
Well, what time is it now?
8?
Oh, shit. I'm gonna go to the Trumbles if I have time and,
That's a good shit.
Take everything of value.
Great. As you approach the house, you can see that the door is smashed in and there is a guard of purple cloaks outside the door.
Gonna turn around really nonchalantly.
Okay. Nonchalant, we get it.
Oh, Jesus.
Nothing to do here.
Okay. Bayard. A voice whispers in your ear. Eastgate, 2 hours past midday. Bring supplies.
I spill my tea into my lap. What? Who?
Martin, a voice whispers in your ear. Father says, Eastgate, 2 hours after midday.
Huh?
Martin, did you say something?
No, did you?
No. Did you hear a voice in your head?
Yes, I think it... Wait, hold on. What company are we in?
It's just the two of you. You think there might be guards outside, but it's just the two of you in the Solar.
Okay. I think it was Nefario.
Nick, does the sound of the voice fit that?
It didn't sound familiar.
I suppose it kind of sounded like Dad.
Well, I mean, it said, Father says, Eastgate.
I didn't get that bit. I just got Eastgate, 2 o'clock, bring supplies.
I see.
What kind of... supplies for a journey, I presume.
I guess. Oh.
But if we leave, the demon is going to kill me, and the prince and his colonel are going to kill Regina. We can't leave. Or I can't.
I don't know.
Unless Dad thinks he can take on a demon.
I don't know. I don't know what to think. I mean, we should definitely show up.
I've already told the prince that I'll plead Regina's case after the duel, so... I have to at least go to that. I can't flip-flop on that commitment.
Indeed. And Liam being my friend, I should show up.
Perhaps we should use the time before the duel to gather some supplies and stash them in the warehouse. Right, you don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know about that at all.
I should show you that. It's pretty awesome.
Awesome how?
Awesome as in best munitions laboratory in the world.
So, it's great for you.
And wonderful for the progress of the human race. Let's go.
There's booze, too.
Yeah, booze.
Oh, okay, awesome. I'm there.
Everybody wins.
Okay.
Gordon never wakes up, there's needle pointers, don't
you go and check out your munitions workshop. Is there anything special you're doing there?
I think gathering a bug out kit, which will be at least half explosives by volume.
Fantastic.
Bug out? As in...
Shit's hitting the fan.
And that will presumably take a while, because I doubt the demon left traveling gear. So we will have to fetch some.
Okay, so you get on that. Solomon.
Yeah.
You have been beaten, kept up all night. They didn't let you sleep because every 10 minutes they would just clang bells outside your door.
Oh, Bradley Manning.
Exhausting.
And then finally, as it's getting on towards noon, your door bursts open. And you are dragged bodily out of the cell by lavender cloaks.
I struggle in vain.
Okay. You are taken outside into the bright, bright sun.
Oh, this is shockingly bright because I've been inside.
There is a large gallows set up with maybe a spot to hang 10 people at once on the far side of the town square across from the Magisterium. It looks like quite a crowd is gathering. You assume to watch the spectacle of the duel that is to happen here, because your execution is until sunset.
All right. Are the duelists present?
Hell yes.
You're still about an hour early.
But I just get flogged out here in public until
you
the
see. You see Ventaro there. He's most of his body is covered by this big sort of lavender mantle that works to conceal the armor he's wearing underneath, and he's standing up on the gallows. And they walk you up the stairs and put the noose around your neck.
This seems a bit premature.
No, it doesn't.
Well, I like to be prepared.
Prepared.
You are going to die today.
But not till sundown.
That is so. Okay, so assuming Driston has gotten there, I presume.
Hey!
What's up, bro?
The Trumbull boys roll up in their royal escort once they are done collecting the gear they need.
So you're not calling for a resource test for the traveler's gear?
Not really interested in it, no.
Sounds fine to me.
Okay, so you ride up with the prince, who him and his guards push their way past the crowd to get themselves a good place to watch. And you can see that Solomon has been done up, and he's standing on the gallows with just him and Colonel Ventaro.
I'm going to beg the prince's leave to talk to Liam.
Okay. You don't see Liam yet? He grants you permission.
Can I talk to Solomon? Or is that not permissible? Maybe just talk to Ventaro? Or would that also be weird? Like, this whole noble etiquette thing is really...
Neither one of them are nobles. They are up on a gallows, so it would be kind of weird. You'd either have to go up on the gallows or shout.
Can I get up on the gallows? Is there lavender cloaks or something guarding it?
There are guards at the stairs, and Ventaro is standing on it. You think they may take any action to get on the gallows to be an escape attempt?
I'd like to talk to the guards.
Okay.
Hello, gentlemen. I would like to exchange words with Major Captain Admiral Ventaro over yonder. I just have a really quick question. It's nothing serious, I promise. I'm totally harmless. Look at my diminutive hands and my surgery kit.
Colonel, this lady wants to talk to you.
Aw, thanks, guys. Keep rocking those clothes.
He stomps down the stairs. Dr. Bannon?
Hello, Colonel Ventaro. I was just wondering, where's Regina? Did she not get special access to watch this duel?
Oh, they're going to be brought out. I want the professor and the little Regina whore to see this, too.
Ah, such words. Well, I'd wish you luck if you're kind of fighting one of my homies, so, Well, have fun out there, and also, since I'm a doctor, do you plan on going to the death, or is it until the victor? Will my talents be useful in this fight?
I will fight until I'm victorious. If Sedgwick yields before he dies, you may feel free to tend to him.
I see. So it really just depends on his hubris.
Yes.
Okay. Well, best of luck. Would it be possible to have words with Solomon?
What do you have to say to him?
I really just want to ask if he has any last words or regrets or things he'd like to get squared away before his inevitable execution.
Wait here.
Okay.
He walks back up the stairs over to Solomon. Travers, your woman wants to know if you have any final things to say.
I didn't get my spaghetti or they gave me spaghetti. I want the press to know. Get me off the gallows. That is my request to her.
I'll let her know.
We'll find out.
Yes. He comes back down. He pleaded for his life.
That sounds very, very believable. There's no way to get him... What is the word? Not
pardoned.
Pardoned. No way to get him pardoned from this whole mess, is there? Maybe on a plea of insanity? He was pretty insane.
Well, he's already been convicted and sentenced, so you're a little late.
But I mean, to be convicted in absentia, that's a little bit encroaching upon our human rights as citizens of this fine establishment.
I think he was actually caught red-handed.
He's a low-born scumbag who killed a noble in cold blood.
He certainly did.
There's no mercy coming for him.
Ah, oh, that sucks. Well, good talk. So, to keep on hoping, I guess. It was nice talking to you, Colonel. Best of luck, individual.
Thank you.
I scootaloo over towards Liam if he's there.
Scootaloo.
Okay, it is approaching duel time, and Liam shows up with Ezekiel following. I assume you are dressed for battle?
Hell yes. I've got a mantle with the family crest and my full regalia on.
Oh, you're embarrassing your family.
Yeah. Hey, Liam!
Hello, Dr. Bannon. How's today seeing you?
Could be better, could be worse. I'm actually really concerned about you. That's a really sweet sword. Can I take a closer gander at that? That's a beauty.
I'd appreciate it if you didn't. It's very important to me. I don't want it to see anything but battle at the moment.
Oh, that's understandable. But it's definitely gonna see battle. I wish you the best of luck. And just know that if you're in a pinch, I am a doctor. I'm trained to handle blood and guts and fixing people, so keep that in mind.
My lady, I appreciate the concern, but I do not believe any assistance will be needed today, good or bad.
Oh, that's good. Well, best of luck. I'll be rooting for you. And I'll catch you later.
I thank your favor. I bow to her.
I pat his shoulder and walk away.
I wish to see Liam before he dies as well.
Okay.
Hey, Leon! I pass him.
Baird.
Something. Even if you do succeed in killing the Colonel, is that going to overturn the conviction?
I have no intention of overturning the conviction, Baird. I simply ask that these people seek fair trial.
Isn't that overturning the conviction?
Yes. But your death or Colonel Ventaro's death will not accomplish that.
Ventaro has agreed to the purpose that the purpose of this duel is to establish fair trial for these people. The terms are, if I win, then they will go to fair trial, and that does include Regina Baird. If they are innocent, when tried with true evidence, and certainly not in absentia, as they were tried before, then justice and the law, they will take their true course. But right now, this is their only chance to leave the execution block.
Liam, you are a braver man than I am.
Stupider, too!
I was about to say, actually, yeah, probably a dumber man, too. I say with kind of a wan smile.
I pray for your success.
I thank you.
And I take out Regina's handkerchief that I received, I think, 6 or 8 sessions ago. And here, this is a token that I present to you on the behalf of Regina, fight for.
She certainly isn't my woman.
But you fight for her nonetheless. Please take it.
Very well, then. I tuck it into my armor.
Speaking of which, Professor Gregor McCaskill and Regina are brought out in chains.
Aww.
Along with several other prisoners, gagged and chained.
Aww.
And they are brought... Oh, blood witches.
Also tried and found guilty in absentia.
Some of them were there for their trial. All were found guilty. Why don't you step into the ring, or did you have some more goodbyes to say?
I'll need no goodbyes against the likes of you.
Ventura stands up on the gallows looking down at you in the open space in front that has been set for you to duel.
I'm gonna stare up like a badass.
He drops off his cloak to reveal the heavy mail that he's wearing.
Is it purple?
It is not.
Uh-huh.
He leans in really close to Travers. When you get there, save a seat for Sedgwick. And he throws the lever that releases the platform.
What platform? My platform?
Your platform. You fall and your neck snaps.
What?
Oops.
Is he just dead?
Yes.
What the heck?
Holy
Colonel!
Shit.
Can I kick? Oh, my neck's in.
If you want to
You're
slowly
dead.
Strangle.
Fort test to slowly strangle?
Speed test to get him on the platform and cut him loose? Or is he too far gone? I mean,
he
is this
literally,
like a...
He pulls the lever, the floor drops out, and you hear a snap, and then Solomon is just hanging limp.
Well, maybe not a snap, it could
Can
be...
Can I fix that? Strength. Or is this
I don't,
just...
I'm pretty sure someone just died.
Yeah. Huh. This is the third time one of our own party members has been hung. Although we didn't do it this time.
Who'd have thought it would have been the lawman?
Ventaro strides down the stairs of the gallows. One of his men hands him over his bassinet helm, which he puts on his head.
Damn, I was hoping to catch you on that.
And then hands him a hammer at the end of a long pole. It looks like an exquisitely made warhammer.
I guess this counts as a pole arm.
It is just a superior hammer.
Okay. God damn. That thing is a little. Wow. Jeez. But have the armor. It's a little difficult to move around in, Colonel.
I'm sorry you died.
I won't need to do much moving. Just plant my feet and smack you down.
Well, for your sake, I pray that's the case.
He takes a stand at the opposite end of the clearing from you, so you're both well out of range of your weapons. You'll need to close in on each other. The fight begins on the noon bell.
I draw my sword. And I drop my mantle, revealing my... It's pretty normal armor, actually.
I start sucking on a piece of candy, because I just have candy with me.
Oh, good. Everybody's going to heal up.
Gripping his warhammer, and then there's the tense moments while you're both waiting for the big new bell to ring. And then it clangs.
Let's do this. So we're going to fight, right?
Yes.
Okay. Scripting time.
Okay, well, the first thing you do is engage. Which, engaging, you are going to be testing your speed.
Yep.
Plus, you get an advantage because you have a better stride than him because you're a sprinter. So you get a one die advantage. He gets a one die advantage because he has a longer weapon.
Really? I thought a superior quality hammer was just a long weapon.
Nope. The superior quality makes it longer.
Ah. Oh, that must be a gold thing because I looked it up in revised and it's a And it's it says superior quality hammer is long, just like sword. But...
It's longer now.
Okay, awesome. I was gonna say that makes a lot more sense. So speed 5, advantage from stride is 6. So let's do this.
You are well faster than him.
Yep. And I'm gonna open end that.
He got 2 successes.
Yep. Wait a second. Bonus die for, if I engage, does that just mean I win the positioning to whatever I want?
If you engage, if you win, you are at optimal positioning for his sword. For your sword.
Okay.
Which imposes certain penalties. It actually, for a long against a longer, it would impose no penalties, but if you lost, he would keep you at bay and you'd have a +1 penalty on all your attacks.
Yeah, so, this is just scripting for optimal. More successes doesn't mean more optimality then.
No.
Alright, then I'm not gonna waste that fate just yet, because I rolled a natural 3.
Okay. So. You win the advantage.
All right. So, scripting our actions?
Yes, indeed. I gotta think on this one.
Making a house out of it.
Okay. I am scripted.
I am also scripted.
Okay. So, volley 1, action 1. What have you got? Okay. We can still hear you when you talk.
Charge.
Charge. Fantastic. He has a beat.
Uh-huh.
So he wants to beat your weapon away and seize weapon advantage for himself.
Except I'm actually just trying to shove him over.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. So, your charge obstacle, you are testing power, plus a one die advantage, plus a stride advantage.
Yep.
And you are looking at obstacle 2.
Uh-huh. That is 6 die. 3 successes, and now is the time to use that fate. So if I win by two, he's flat knocked off his feet. Let's see. Just marking down that I am getting rid of a fate.
Okay.
Hold on. Here it is. It's right on me. My stride. Five fate left. And those two sixes will be a five and a four, so that's five successes on his two obstacle.
Okay. He tries to knock your weapon away, but I think he automatically is going to lose advantage when he gets knocked down anyway. So he moves to knock your sword aside, and you just throw your shoulder into his heavy armor and knock him off his feet, and he just lands.
Looks like you're getting a little slow in your old age, Colonel.
Knocked down. He is at plus two obstacle to attack actions and plus one obstacle to all other actions until he regains his feet.
Get up his two, so.
Yes. Now he can sack an action to change one. Doesn't want to do that. Yes, I think he does, because this is a shitty situation you put him in. Okay. He is going to sacrifice his volley 3 action to change his volley 2.
Okay.
So now he is just hesitating in the third volley. Do you have a second action in volley 1?
I do not. Charge is the only thing you can do in that volley, so that's my one action volley.
Okay. Volley 2. He is changed to a strike from the ground.
I am setting.
Fascinating. He is going to put his one and only persona into this. And he is at obstacle 3 to hit you.
So now you're sacking an action to get him on his feet again?
No, he sacrificed his action to strike instead. Because you can sacrifice a later action to change something. He was initially going to move into a aggressive stance, but that doesn't seem viable on his back. But instead of getting up, he's decided to just make a swing at you.
Yep. That plus two obstacle?
Yes, so he's an obstacle 3 to even hit you.
Yeah, and also that sounds like a shitload of dice you're rolling, so.
Okay. Oh, what the hell. He'll spend his one of his two fate to open-end it. That is 7 successes.
Fuck! Fuck!
This could be over quickly.
Fuck!
Wow.
Okay. I've got 3 armor dice, though, all over my body.
But
he's got to be a 3 weapon. Right.
He's going to be a 2 weapon. So you're looking at obstacle 3 to defend. So, where were you open?
My entire body is armored. I'm going to go ahead and... I imagine if he's taking a swing, the easiest thing would probably be at my feet.
Yeah, so legs?
Yeah.
Let's say right leg.
Okay. 3 dice of defense. Ready, aim. Fire. Flarf, 2 successes.
So close.
Ah. Bam. Ooh.
So 7, with his add 2 weapon, he needed a 3 to hit you. He has enough to bump up the damage twice.
Oh, shit.
Ouch.
Which would make it a black 12.
Oh, goodbye, Liam.
Oh, he's just going to blow my leg off.
You just... takes your leg down, and you go down like a sack of potatoes. You just clatter into the ground.
Oh. Oh.
So do you have the will to live? as the perception.
God. Oh my god. That was, oh, Jesus. I was all set to make this so epic. I don't know, guys. What do you say? Does Liam have the will to live right now?
Yes. Look, just because your pizza when you should have French fried and you didn't have a good time.
Wait. Oh, no. I could have sacrificed an action to avoid, couldn't I have?
Not after you announced what it was.
Damn.
Yeah. Once it's announced, it's fixed.
Okay. Isn't there something about an announced action, though?
No. Nope, you can't change an announced action.
Shit. Alright, I guess I've got the will to live. I've got plenty of persona, but, fuck.
Okay. You crash to the ground, hit your head on the stone, and are clearly out. Ventaro eases himself up to his feet.
Hey, can I push through here? I'm a doctor. Doctor bag, surgery, yeah, okay. I make my way up to the front.
There's one major concussion.
So you're unconscious?
I actually, now that I think about it, a mortal would be... Yeah, I'm mortaled, but...
Yes, you're automatically incapacitated if you take a mortal wound.
Incapaciterminated!
Oh, so I'm gonna address
that
Colonel right now. Colonel, I believe he's unable to yield because he's completely incapacitated and unconscious. Will you spare his life so that I may fix him and he can live with shame from being rocked so hard by your awesome?
He prods Liam with his foot, and he looks up to the prince. Yes, well, I think we can call that fairly, distinct, if brief. But Ventaro has defended his honor and is victorious. Ventaro raises his warhammer up above his head. And the crowd goes wild.
Yeah. The crowd would go wild regardless of what happened.
Yeah, they just wanted to see someone get hurt.
And they got a bonus execution.
God damn it, Grandpa, where are you?
Oh crap, they're about to get two more bonus executions.
Oh wait, no, did the crowd go wild for something?
No, it died. There might have been a gasp.
Yes, like, that was somewhat unexpected. Ezekiel runs over to Liam's side. Doctor, you can see his leg is completely shattered.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do. I'll just leave it to the professionals, sir. And if I can help it, I'll make sure he's not,
I'm still stunned.
Well, I'll try and make it so that your family isn't known as... So, one lens, so twigs? I don't know. It was out of date. I'm gonna go do work now. I'm gonna go do surgery.
Shouldn't we move him?
Well, I mean, if you really want to.
There's no time!
Ezekiel scoops up the crippled Liam in his arms, and throws him over his shoulder.
Like a sack of potatoes. Mm. Oh, I can help with my diminutive hands. Here, let me... No.
Can you carry the sword?
Grab him by the
leg. Of course. I take this sword in both of my hands because it is a beautiful work of art.
Still unused.
It was
drawn.
Should have sacrificed an action.
Ezekiel drags Liam over to Colonel Ventaro and beats him to death with him.
That would be glorious.
But alas, it is not to be.
Oh, no.
Ezekiel goes off with Tristan, carrying Liam. The prince frowns and looks at his Trumbo guests. Well, the knockdown was exciting, but that was brief.
Well, Elven Taro clearly has a great deal of experience getting out of tight situations.
I'm not sure I entirely approve of him killing the Travers.
Bleeding, it needs to be treated before the end of the scene, or I'm dead.
You will live. You spent well to live, so you will live no matter what. It's just a question of how well and how quickly you heal.
I should spend dice rolling already.
Yes, I must say that it troubles me that McCaskill and Regina were brought out as well. Perhaps you could return them to the cells before the Colonel gets any more bright ideas about premature hangings.
That's true. We don't want to ruin the funeral procession.
Oh, dear.
He walks over to Ventaro and has words with him. Ventaro still has splatters of William blood and bone on his shirt.
Wow.
Oh, you got rocked pretty hard, dude. Believe me when I see your ship's retarded.
Well, I'm gonna wait for another opportunity to present my case to the Prince about Martin, McCaskill, and Regina.
Okay. You can see that they're having a conversation, and Ventaro gestures to some of his guards, and they bring the prisoners back inside.
I wipe some sweat from my brow and unclench my palms.
And Morris makes his way back to the two of you. It looks like the crowd's already starting to disperse.
Now that Colonel Ventaro's continued living has been assured, may we discuss the fate of McCaskill and Regina von Quinton?
If you like, I can't promise you will be amenable to releasing them.
Surely you can offer some words on their behalf.
I certainly can.
Yes, but Isn't von Quinton guilty?
Regina von Quinton, you mean?
Yes. Or Wilkes or Putney or whatever she's calling herself.
See, her name is Regina. But no, she... Any alleged aid that she gave to Borgo was under duress.
That is an extreme accusation.
Actually, I can corroborate this.
And your source is some sort of experiment?
Yes, an experiment who's actually now dead.
What? Albert's dead?
Yeah. Before we were...
Solomon's legacy.
Yeah. Mr. Travers got one last victim added to his list.
We need to call him the late Mr. Travers.
Mr. Travers added one last victim to his list shortly before his little jailbreak was ended. Again.
He's really good at killing witnesses.
Yes, but we had already taken the deposition, although, to be honest, I'm unsure. Depositing it at the Magisterium is probably not a good idea.
Oh, a lawyer did retain another copy. In case the Magisterium's copy has been misplaced.
Yes, yes, probably by von Quinton himself.
But, my prince, there were only three people who knew what was going on in that cave. Borgo, Regina, and Albert. Of the three, only Albert's testimony has been preserved for our consideration. His testimony clearly states that Regina served Borgo under duress. We must consider this evidence.
I should like to see this evidence, this testimony.
And I believe we are bound for the Magisterium.
He walks inside, steps with followed by a royal entourage, and the two of you. Ventaro hurries up alongside of him. My prince, is there something with which I can assist you? Yes, the Trumbull boys have some fiddle-faddle about a creature's testimony and Regina not being guilty.
You're not waiting for us to say something, are you?
Actually, I was.
Oh.
Cricket, cricket.
Yes, Colonel Ventaro, I must ask if you considered Albert's deposition when you were judging Regina von Quinten.
I did. I read through that work. Did you inform the prince before you boasted of this deposition that its source was nothing more than an undead creature animated unnaturally by a blood mage?
I duly informed the prince that he was a research subject of Borgo's. I did not elaborate.
Mm-hmm. Undead creature or not, he was sentient, he had eyes, ears, and the ability to speak.
What other evidence did you consider?
We considered an affidavit submitted by Reginald von Quinten himself to be opened on the event of his death, and the fact that he, in fact, had his wife arrested for these charges.
What did the affidavit say?
That he believed that Regina von Quinten was in cahoots with the creature known as Borgo the Noxious, and had intended to murder him, had intended to murder Reginald, in order to seize his assets and use them to fund dark research.
Now, in my one exchange with my father, he described Borgo as one of von Quentin's men.
You would have me try to fight against the alleged word of this phantom father and the testimony of an undead creature who, conveniently enough, we can now not question because Mr. Travers, the late Mr. Travers, murdered him as well as the guard who was attending him.
And conveniently enough, also to the late Mr. Travers, we cannot gain further elaboration from von Quinten.
Yes, and we should,
consider
the testimony from this phantom father that you apparently convicted me of consorting with.
You're asking me to take your word about someone else's word over Reginald von Quinten, the highly respected man of our community.
Reginald von Quinten only suspected his wife. By his own words, he only had suspicions, and an arrest is not a conviction.
It's true, but when questioned by our own Inquisitor, she confessed herself. A fact that I believe, Mr. Trumbull can attest to.
She didn't herself, I don't remember that, but certainly.
Does he sound like a robot for anybody else?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh. don't know.
But someone, you're still intelligible, so.
Okay. Someone here is probably heavily using the internet. Okay. Someone here is probably heavily using the internet. It's not me, but.
Just keep talking.
Right.
Okay. Anyways. Well, I did inform Mr. Candle, a.k.a. the friendly man of the hot fireplace poker, of Regina's deeds, as was laid out in that journal that Borgo kept. That she did commit those deeds, yes, that is true. That she was under duress, however, was not something that I mentioned, because I had forgotten it at the time.
So, there's a journal of these accounts. The word of her yes. husband and her own confession against the alleged testimony of a corpse.
Well, the journal in no way contradicts the alleged duress story.
And Colonel, you know yourself that women are weak, and the threat of torture would easily cause a confession.
You assholes.
Hey, 17th century mores.
Would you present this journal for scrutiny?
Did you seize it from our house?
We seized many things from your house. Can you tell me what it looked like?
It looked like a book.
We don't have that many, to be honest.
You had a library, remember?
Right, it had all of a dozen books in it.
Leather-bound tomes.
Yeah, I forget what it looked like, but... But Martin surely doesn't forget, so I'd tell them.
Fine. If it please your prince, I will gladly equip you with this journal and this testimony, and take you to see this experiment for yourself, and then you can decide on the fitness of my judgment.
Wait, you mean the dead one? Dead experiment?
To be fair, he was dead before.
Yeah, I honestly don't know what getting rid of his oxygen supply would do.
He might still be alive, you never know.
Maybe we can just start him back up.
I'm willing to try.
It's possible.
I'll have him brought up, then.
We thank you for the courtesy.
Indeed.
He goes back inside. Well, this is certainly getting very exciting.
Being on the front lines against blood mages does have that tendency.
Yes, yes. All is never as it seems.
That's debatable. Let's say they Liam.
Yes, Liam is brought to basically the first bed they can find. And laid out, still unconscious with his legs shattered.
Oh, God.
Tristan is going to go to work on him, I assume. Okay, you are looking at an Obstacle 7 surgery.
High obstacle. Let's see what I can work here. Anatomy?
I would suggest working carefully as well.
Oh, yes. Carefully. And maybe diligently. What does carefully do?
Working carefully takes 50% more time, but it gives you an extra die.
Ooh, okay. Working carefully gives me 6. I fork in anatomy. And then I've got a call on where shit's all retarded. This is pretty retarded.
We don't have to use the call on until after.
You promise?
I promise. If you want to spend persona, you have to use it now.
Persona, how much do I like you? How much do you want to live?
I would like Liam to continue onward and be an active member of the party, but...
You look better than Gordon? Like, pick... I don't know.
Yeah, Natasha, the decision to spend Persona is more about your own character arc.
Yeah, it's not about mine, yes. Honestly.
How much do you care about Liam, the potential future father of your children?
Well, since she's first and asked
question later. Oh, that's true. Yeah, I
just
want to live. How much Persona?
Persona in pursuit of a
Apparently I have four.
You could fork in other things too, right?
I don't know. I've got anatomy. Could I fork in field dressing? Maybe soothing platitudes? Maybe wrecking?
Platitudes. Could write... you have apothecary?
I do. Can I fork that into surgery?
Yes.
Whoa! I didn't even know. Okay. 5, 6, 7, 8. That's rolling 8 right now. Optical 7 on an 8?
The more dice, the better, because it'll give him bonuses to his health test. So if you exceed...
Fine, I'll use a persona. Can I have a... I'm writing this.
God, this is... I'm just reeling at how quickly that ended.
Yeah, me too.
That's what happens when you use a proper weapon.
Well, I was expecting, you know, like, oh, tactics, things like that. And then just suddenly, lo and behold, Travers technique won out in the end.
Well, my plan was beat, shift into aggressive stance, and then smash you. But a lucky roll made that unnecessary.
Walking to 1 extra 9. I'm rolling 9 for an optical 7. I'm okay! 5 successes. I'll put a fade into that.
Real.
Ooh. Let's keep this crazy train rolling. Oh, wow. One more time. 7 successes.
If you spend your colon, you can re-roll all the dice that failed.
What? I know, right?
That's what it does.
Awesome.
It's 1 per session, though.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm gonna do it.
My shit is so retarded, man.
It's pretty retarded. I rolled so that was 5 successes. I get to roll 4 die. Second success. For a grand total of 8 successes. Props, dude, you're gonna live.
Jesus.
Hey, you get to make me a health test with 1 advantage die.
Okay. Health is 5, 6 is 6. I'm pumping 3 persona into this one. To make 9. Cause I need to live.
What's your optical? Like,
it's 6.
Oh.
9 on 6, and I certainly hope that I win. That's the 1 persona left. Good god. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And a pair of 6s means that I'm going to open Enfys. Because even if I get better...
The extra successes take time
extra
off.
Extra successes take time off. So that is 4 fate left. That is, 6, 7 successes and 2 per 6s. So let's keep this crazy train rolling.
Keeps on going, on and on.
8, and fuck, I got another 6. Okay, 1 more. Come on, 1 more. Shit. Alright.
Okay, so take
8, 6.
20% off.
I'm making a full recovery. 20% off of, 2 years?
Let's see.
It says 4 to 24 months.
Yeah. So it's 14 months to... Yeah, you're going to recover from your mortal wound in 11 months. And once that's done, you have to basically how mortal works is you have to recover from every kind of wound. So once you pass your mortal, you'll recover as though you took a traumatic. And then a severe, and then a mini, and then a light, and then a superficial.
You
holy cow.
May have might as well killed Liam.
Nope.
So
I say nope because then you'd be wasting the 5 resource points I put into that room.
Yeah, I put not wait a second, I put 9 to you, you asshole.
Cool.
Maybe if he was a 10-point relationship, he could have won.
So you're down 1 apophysial joint, but at least you'll live.
Actually, I'll make a full recovery.
In 3 years.
Yes.
11 months.
Well, it'll take me a grand total of 11 months, or it'll take 11 months from the mortal wound stage, and then...
Yes, the mortal wound stage is 11 months. And so then the traumatic wound.
I'm going to be comatose for 11 months?
Really? When you recover, you're just comatose? Like, you're in a coma? That's what you do?
No, he might be conscious for a lot of that, just not able to move or be effective in any way, because he will be in crippling pain.
Gordon the Second!
God damn! I just have a penchant for getting laid the fuck out.
Nick, how does this called Blessed Hands work?
It's essentially an alternative to surgery or medicine.
Oh, so it wouldn't do anything. It says it does not count as treatment. A surgeon must attend to the wound first. The spell is then cast to speed recovery, but it doesn't say how it does it.
Okay, yeah, it gives you bonuses to the health test, so it would have given him extra dice that could potentially take time off of his recovery.
Oh, so much for that. God, alright, well now what am I going to do?
Fantastic question. We'll deal with that after I eliminate a few more characters. I'm going for a TPK one at a time.
I call last man standing.
No. I call last man standing.
Okay. So, Trumbull Boys, what are you doing?
I think continuing our argument with, Colonel, once he gets back.
Yes. Colonel Oscar the Second or something.
Okay.
Yes, please. Go on. We can ask the Prince. Prince Morris, are you willing to intercede in this matter? If you're not, I don't wish to waste your time.
I want to at least hear out what this corpse has to say.
If the corpse can say anything at this point.
I appreciate this very much.
Yes, well, you made quite an impression on me at 3 in the morning when you came by.
Out of character, was it at 3 in the morning?
I thought it was really early. What?
I thought it was at sunrise, normal breakfast time.
He may have been exaggerating. He's a late sleeper, too.
Like Martin!
See, we can become fast friends.
Okay. A group of men bring up Albert White Rose on, like, his whole table. One of them's carrying the bellows.
Is he alive?
Well, he doesn't look any paler than usual.
He's not moving. He looks completely pale. It doesn't look like he's rotten at all. But he was only killed last night.
With your permission, I'd like to try the bellows, see if he may be revived.
You're free to do so.
All right, let's start pumping.
Aha!
Travers! Bastard!
Travers is dead, don't worry.
Point.
I think Mr. Man should have a fate.
Yeah, White Rose gets a fate.
Where am I? What's happening?
Oh, far too many exciting things are happening.
You are in the presence of your prince.
My liege! What can I do for you?
Well, you can tell me the truth behind this Eugenia von Quinten matter.
The whore? Fucked Borgo?
This isn't good for Regina.
So eloquent.
Also, yes, her.
Yes, that four, I suppose.
I bite my tongue.
She would come by. She wished to be immortal. Like me. I was the prototype for her. And she would pay him. Enjoy her husband's coin, and with her body. What else do you wish to know?
The prince looks at Bayard.
This isn't the same story he told us. At least not exactly.
Were you not aware that Regina von Quinten was doing these favors on behalf of her husband? Is that not what you told us before?
I did say that before. The Trumbulls threatened to kill me.
What? No, he didn't.
They did. They made me testify. Said they would not keep me alive if I didn't.
We did no such thing. I built you a water-powered contraption to keep you alive.
We did a lot better job of keeping you alive than these people did.
We protected you from Travers, who
and also
did
that guy
threaten to kill you.
And also Cranston that one time. We protected him from Cranston.
I know what I saw. And it was Regina von Quinten riding that whore. He was riding Borgo on his work table. Right next to me.
Stop pumping. I've heard enough. He's either lying to me now or lied to me before or both times.
Okay, well, that settles that matter. I guess drag Regina out.
Well, the executions are scheduled for sunset. It's sort of a dramatic thing. We're going to line it up with the funeral procession.
Okay, now about the case of Mr. McCaskill.
Yes, what about him?
Let's see. There is the whole bit where his, even the allegations are tinged by the implication of the demon magister. With the obvious conflict of interest in imprisoning a summoner.
And my doctor and I visited his accuser, who has testified that she was threatened by the demon in order to prompt her accusation.
Hey, OCC, did we say we were going to get a deposition or something out of her?
We were, but never got around to it because of the demon showing.
Yeah.
No, we just didn't have time.
Sure.
We also were lazy asses.
Some of us are. Moving on. Colonel, did you have this information when you convicted McCaskill? Hello?
Excuse me?
Nick?
Hello?
Who's speaking?
Hi. Sorry, I moved my microphone because I was eating.
Oh, okay.
I hear Winston.
I did not have this information. I only had the girl's original testimony, where she said that the professor had taught her blood magic and violated her.
Yes, well, as it turns out, those are gross and false accusations.
Yet, please do not punish the girl, for no few people can stand up to a demon.
Yes. Why, they can take your limbs off like that, I snap with my left hand.
I will defer to the wisdom of my prince. Morris, let's fail. And you swear this girl has recanted?
I do so swear, and McCaskill would be instrumental in redressing this, abomination of a demon that walks our streets.
Yes, indeed. We have been working with him to, cook up plans of getting rid of him. Indeed, as probably the best summoner in the area, he is our greatest resource to use against the demon.
It's very sensible, then, that the creature would want to get rid of him.
Indeed.
Set him loose.
Wow. The prince is pretty boss.
Thank you. Now, as to the matter of Regina.
Again?
Again. I care a great deal about this.
Unfortunately, though, all we have is hearsay.
Now,
and their hearsay is a bit better than our hearsay.
Their hearsay is a bit better than our hearsay, yet nevertheless, Regina is only a woman and should not be executed.
Women are held accountable to the same laws as men.
Yet, you still have discretion to show mercy.
I will think on this.
Time is short. For my own peace of mind, I beg that you make a decision soon.
Mr. Trumbull, I don't think that I owe you any favors right now. I believe I have been exceedingly fair and generous.
Yes, and for that, we thank you greatly. We are forever in your debt.
I will think on the matter and come to a decision before sunset.
Very well, then.
You okay?
You may go. I wish to have some words with Ventara.
Thank you. We leave.
Yes, we bid you good day.
Okay.
There's no way I can beat Nefario now.
Ah, that's right. You have to do that, like, about now-ish, don't we?
Yeah, what time is it? After surgery and all that.
If you ran, you could make it to Eastgate for two.
I am torn between my duty to the woman I love, and my father.
I'm not.
Yeah, I'm gonna head over to the gate too, after the surgery, if I can make it.
If Regina has indeed deceived me about her past life, she does not deserve my protection. I must go to the cells and speak with her. You two, go on.
You're okay!
Okay. Maybe get him to wait up for you.
Explain the situation.
Okay.
Yes.
Martin, you make your way to East Gate.
Mm-hmm.
You see a, there's a carriage waiting inside with, we're waiting right on the outside of the gate. And the driver, was heavily hooded in cloth, beckons for you to come closer.
I go closer.
The weary eyes of your father peer out from underneath. Get on.
I'll get on.
Tristan runs up somewhat late. And you can see Martin getting on a strange wagon. Looks like just
what?
A farmer's wagon or something.
Weird. I'll investigate the wagon. Is there a horse by it? I love animals.
Yes, there's a horse. It is a horse-drawn wagon.
Oh, I want to say hello to the horse. I want to pet it. Maybe eat an apple or something.
I'm glad that this is what you're thinking about.
You start petting the horse. The rider says to you, Dr. Bannon?
Oh, that's me. How do you know my name?
He raises his face to you when you recognize the prematurely aged face of Nefario / Argentum II from the heart.
Hi.
Get on.
Well, okay. I hurry and say goodbye to the horse and meet up with Martin.
They are, should be coming soon. He wants to meet with Regina one last time. Honestly, what is this all about? Or can you not talk here, or?
We'll talk later. How long do we have till Bayard gets here?
I have no idea.
You cannot, like,
telepathic thought beams to contact them.
Honestly, as you know, we've been living in interesting times as of late.
He spurs his horse onward and starts trotting away from the city. Yes, very interesting indeed. I had heard you were going to be executed.
Yes, I had heard that too. Funny that no one was really willing to tell me that until only very shortly before the execution was to happen.
Yeah, and then Solomon just died prematurely at the gallows. It was really, really strange.
Well, considering what he did, it's no surprise. Even if he was given a trial, he would have been executed anyways.
You know, this is just splitting hairs at this point. I can be upset that he's dead, though. I think that's totally justified.
Hmm.
So, your brother's wife is also set to be killed, then?
Oh,
yes.
Ex-wife. I mean, let's get this straight.
Good. I was somewhat worried about him. I'm glad he will be on board.
On board?
For what?
It may have come to your attention that the system of justice in this city is deeply broken.
Yes. Actually, one of the most broken parts of it seems to have just been removed.
That's debatable, because, Haskell was actually set to be executed tonight. There's no way he should die.
Oh,
he's
no, we...
to
meeting with... We got him exonerated.
Oh, that's good.
Regardless, there are many others who did not have the privilege of your personal protection.
Hmm.
They're going to have the privilege of our personal protection.
Our being your mysterious society of truths, or...
The Order of the Three Truths? In what way?
Our refers to all of us. Some of my wizards, Dr. Bannon, and my boys.
Are we really good enough to protect all these people? I don't know about you guys, but I'm just a doctor.
We are going to intervene in the matter of the gallows, the hanging. And we are going to release those prisoners.
I am all for that. Let's cause some anarchy. Oh, by the way, do you have any plans on killing the demon you unwittingly unleashed upon mankind?
Because we have a few ideas, but none of them have really come to fruition.
Yeah, we kind of... We're not very good at planning. I don't know if you noticed.
To be honest, I haven't really thought about it.
That's terrible! You should take responsibility for this monstrosity.
Yeah, that demon caused all sorts of trouble.
It actually kidnapped Baird and me. Not against our will, but... Well, you know what I'm saying.
If someone stole my lantern and used it to burn down an orphanage, would you blame me for that?
Well, I'm pretty sure a sentient creature is a little bit more powerful than a lantern.
Regardless, I was merely funneling the power. Mr. Travers is the one who summoned the demon with it.
Yeah, well, Mr. Travers is no more.
Good.
That leaves you solely responsible for this atrocity. Abomination to all the bee.
Also, I'm out one arm.
I noticed. But you can still cast, right?
Of course. We're verbal casters, are we not? Or have I been doing it wrong all these years?
That is the family tradition.
Probably doing it wrong.
Probably both. Verbal caster doing it wrong. Speaking of which, I haven't memorized that spell yet. I'm getting close to finishing the first reading.
What else have you got? What is your most destructive spell?
The one where I accidentally summon a god.
What is the most destructive spell you can replicate? Shall I take it you were involved in the lights situation then?
Oh yes, that was pretty much entirely me.
Involved, that's a good word.
Involved in the lights situation? What happened?
You know, that thing.
Yes.
You know,
the strange lights in the sky, the auras.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going to call that day Martin's big day out from now on.
I thought you were actually referring to the only spell he seems to know.
Martin, what else is in your arsenal? We're going to need all the tools at our disposal if we're going to make this work.
I can sort of use a knife.
Magic, Martin. You are a graduate of the Winthrop Academy, yes?
Yeah.
You do come from one of the most renowned lines of wizards in history, yes?
Maybe. Last I knew.
So what do you have for spells?
Weird light.
And...
Weird light?
He rears up the horse and brings the wagon to a sudden stop.
Oh god, okay, getting ready to run.
I put an arm on, or a hand on, Martin's shoulder comfortingly. It's okay, Martin. I still love you.
My son. The only one to inherit the gift from my father. Is squandering it with a parlor trick spell?
I feel like squalor is the best way to describe Martin that I've ever heard.
Answer me!
It's been useful. Why, there are times that I scared some people with it at one time.
There are times put up a room a few times. Torch, you know, and at that point...
Well, it's way better than a torch. You can have it in front of you. You can't do that with a torch.
You can totally put a torch in front of you.
No. Like 50 feet in front of you.
Oh, that's the range of the spell?
I was born a null, with no formal magical training, and I managed to claw my way to being a master wizard.
Okay, yeah, that's great. What did you have for a father? Ooh, was it someone? Was it someone that you had for a father? Cause I didn't until, a few months ago.
A horse.
Who did you have for a role model? Was it your dad? Was that it? What did I not have for a role model? That's you.
You're right. You are right. I should have contacted you long before this. But we will rectify it. I know how to turn you into a proper wizard. If you are willing to do whatever it takes to succeed.
Well, I can study and stuff, but that takes a very long time, as I'm finding out with this one spell.
Martin, did I ever tell you the value of hard work?
No.
I remember back to the party. Did you tell me anything about the value of hard work?
No.
No.
It's nothing.
If you work diligently for decades, you could become a master at anything you set your mind to.
Cool.
If you cheat, you can become a master of anything you set your mind to near instantly.
Cheat how?
You didn't think I spent the last 30 years studying, did you?
I
shrugs.
It's somewhat complicated, but the short version is we allow you to be possessed by the spirit of a great wizard. I guess it's simpler than I thought.
Wow. That's interesting. When you say possessed by the spirit of a great wizard, do they control you? How does that work? What's the relationship?
Is this why your name is Argentum the Second instead of Nefario?
Do you have my grandfather inside you?
Well, yes.
Oh.
That's awkward. So am I speaking?
Hi, Grandpa.
His spirit in me is rather subdued. That's part of the challenge. You need to sort of mentally keep them in check.
Wow, you must have amazing will.
It is not without penalty. Martin, we could turn you into a master wizard, but there is a slight chance that you could die or go completely insane.
Oh, so what are these penalties, actually? Like, do you have to drink the blood of virgins to keep this going, or is there just the risk that you could die or become possessed?
Yeah, this doesn't seem very ethical.
No, it's absolutely not. In fact, the ritual will involve killing people.
Oh.
Wow.
This is dumb.
I'm telling you.
I do commend you for your honesty.
I can make you a wizard. I'm also telling you that it involves sacrifices.
Do they have to be, good, pure sacrifices, or...
Oh, shut up. No one wants to help you find your sacrifice.
I don't want to find a sacrifice. I want to kill the demon that wants me to find a sacrifice. Could a demon be a sacrifice? Two birds, one stone?
Yeah, we tried that before, didn't we?
No, it needs to be immortal. But don't worry about that. We have people.
What?
We keep a full larder.
What? That's terrible.
You guys are monsters. We're not cattle.
Are you sure? Have you seen the common people?
I almost got robbed by a mob of street urchins. I'm pretty sure I've seen the common people.
You mean mob of street orphans.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And if those urchins died to give someone the power to change the world for the better, would you cry for them? Would you even notice? If you weren't told, would you notice, oh, that little orphan is missing. He didn't pick my pocket today.
Well, I really question these people making the world better. Would you say you're making the world better?
Kaboom! Yes, we will.
And how would you define that? Have you already done good? Is it on your to-do list? Is this a sliding scale?
Tonight I am going to do good by releasing people who have been convicted of simply being born with the ability to cast magic.
I can get on board with that, I guess. That sounds pretty old sale.
They do seem to be out on a witch hunt. Like, literally. This Colonel Ventara man is not like...
Yeah, I don't really like this guy at all.
Well, think about my offer. It wouldn't happen in time for this. But I would like your assistance in releasing these prisoners, although now I don't know what you're going to do.
He could make pretty lights.
I could make pretty lights, or I could accidentally summon a god again.
There's always that.
You know, Sherwood, the painter. We love him.
Fantastic.
And he loves me back.
I think he just tolerates you.
No, I don't think he does.
Yeah, I don't know, I have to think about
this. This is about the time when I wish I was more magical than I was.
Yes, that's what I'm telling you. I can make you a proper wizard.
Maybe shame will drive me to work harder. I don't know, is shame a good driving force? Is that healthy?
Whatever you're going now.
Son, I'm confident that if you worked hard, in a few decades, you could be a half-decent wizard.
Awesome.
But we don't have the time.
This is probably true. You need to think about this.
Well, think quickly, because after our operation tonight, I intend to go underground. And you need to decide if you are coming with me.
Wait, like... So then what about that spell? You said that I could cast a spell to talk with you. I'm almost done with it. Kind of.
That's great, but I... There's going to be a lot of turmoil after our operation tonight. I don't think it's safe for me to be in the city for a while, and I don't know when I will come back.
And honestly, if I help you with it, it's not going to be safe for me to be in the city.
No, probably not.
Be with you, Dad.
Okay, I'll go with you.
Well, we gotta bring Bayard with us. I mean, it's not right. Oh, and Gordon. I mean, we can't just leave Gordon.
Mm-hmm. What, with the demon in that shack?
We need to kill the demon. Is this on your
list? Yeah, also, Baird showed me the demon house.
Great. Fantastic. Okay.
We're currently rooming with a demon?
Yeah.
We can hide out there. No one's gonna mess with that demon.
That's a good point, I guess. I don't want to live with the demon because I owe it a sacrifice and I just don't want to deal with it. Can we kill it?
It'd be really awkward every time you went to, like, to the kitchen and you saw the demon.
And then it would be like, hey, so I see you're not pregnant because I've got second sight.
If I may interject, I do have a hiding place. I do not need to room with a demon.
Okay. Because I don't think I want to.
Well,
can we still blow up the demon? I just want it gone.
Oh, yeah. Do you know anything with a connection to the spirit realm? Any physical material? Do you guys have plenty of those?
Were you the one that said that Reginald had second sight?
Yes, he does. Or did,
are
I suppose.
Sure?
Positive.
Can we just steal his eyeballs then? And use that?
That could work.
Storm the funeral.
Desecrate the body.
No, in the graveyard. We want to be a little bit discreet. Jeez.
Well, the funeral procession is going to be right before the executions. If we're going to be causing a disruption anyway, perhaps it's worth thinking about.
Okay, I'm going to get a grapefruit spoon.
Are you going to be in charge of getting the eyes then?
I guess so. I mean, what else can I do?
Oh, but you have anatomy. Maybe I'd be better off doing this.
Yeah, probably.
Can your people hook me up with an awesome disguise? I don't want to be known as Dr. Kristen Bannon, the woman that steals eyeballs. That's not a very good reputation.
Be the Lady Shadow.
The Lady Shadow?
I suggest you wear a mask.
Hey, can you do that crazy face replication thing on me so I look like somebody else?
Sorry, I'm afraid it's just me.
Fudge. Oh, it was worth a shot. I'll get a mask then.
Okay.
So what exactly is the plan for tonight? Like, we're all on board. I think we should be given information.
Right. Well, we need Bayard. His explosives will be fantastic for creating a disruption.
He keeps them all at the warehouse. We can just swing by and get them, and then pick them up later. And you could sneak them away in this nice nifty wagon you got. I just don't feel comfortable knowing the demon has access to them.
Especially since we plan to enchant them with the power to kill the demon.
Yeah.
Man, is it even safe talking about that? What are the demons here? What if you're the demon?
I poke Argentum the Second.
What do your hands look like?
He holds out his hands. They look they look old, but not all the gross like the demon.
Oh, okay. I guess that checks out.
His eyes actually look like Martin's.
Okay, that's legit. What color are your eyes, Martin? I forgot. I'm the worst girlfriend ever.
I forgot, too.
Good enough for me.
We'll go with not brown. I don't think I ever put my eye color anywhere. I think I ever wrote it down.
Okay. So we've got bomb to make a distraction and just cut these people down?
No, I intend to explode the gallows with lightning.
Are you going to explode people on the gallows? Like, can you control this lightning with any sort of accuracy?
Yes.
Just make sure Mark didn't get it from you. That's all.
You mean Bayard?
Both, really.
Very simple. Small squads of wizards are going to release the prisoners, cause a distraction, a diversion, long enough for them to get away. Simplicity itself.
I really hope things go well, because we've had a lot of simple plans in our time that have gone horribly, horribly awry. But we'll just have to wait and see, I guess.
I could arrange to meet you somewhere.
Why not just stick with us until we find what's going on? I'm sure you and the boys could use some catching up.
Can't be father.
Yes, but I should disguise my face, and I'm attempting to preserve as much of my effort as possible. I likely need to cast a lot of spells tonight.
I hear you, I guess. Okay. Where can we meet up? Close by the gallows.
You know what? You're right. I'm going to need to sneak into the city eventually. Might as well do it now. Martin, do you think you can talk us past the guards?
Sure.
Then take the reins.
Okay.
Put your one arm. Here, let me help you.
Go, horses.
He climbs into the back of the wagon and attempts to conceal himself. Bayard.
Yes. I'm gonna make my way to the cells. Is the colonel still around?
He's talking to the prince.
Well, I suppose I won't interrupt them. I'll just head off to the cells. See who tries to stop me.
Okay. You are stopped as soon as you get close by a pair of lavender cloaked guards. Halt!
I am Bayard Trumbull. I wish to talk to the prisoner Regina von Quinten.
Colonel Ventara left explicit orders that you were to be admitted.
That was kind of him. Did he elaborate as to why?
Not specifically. I don't think it was kindness, though. He also said if you made any attempts to free the prisoner, we are to butcher you without hesitation.
Duly noted.
That sounds like the Ventaro I know and love.
That sounds like the Ventaro I know and love. I walk in.
Okay. You are admitted to the same cells you have been to many times.
Regina?
Bayard! Bayard! She pounds on her door. You have to get me out of here.
Yes, well, they've been telling me some terrible things about you, and so many people have been lying to me. I'm not sure who to trust anymore.
Trust me, your wife, Bayard. The one person you can trust in this world.
But you left me. Why?
I was a fool. And why? It was a woman's weakness. I was baby crazy, and you couldn't provide one. But I should have been patient.
Yes, but I've heard so many stories about what happened in Borgo's cave, and were you coerced, or were you not coerced, or were you playing us all for chumps? What's the truth?
I would never make a chump of you. You're my husband, and I love you. I've done some bad things, but they were only what Reginald made me do.
But he arrested you. And Albert has elaborated on his testimony.
He arrested me because I threatened to tell the magistrate on him, to turn him in for his crimes. So he had me thrown in here.
But what about this long list of names that you've been playing men under?
I confess it. I'm lowborn, and I attempt to conceal the fact, and it was wrong. My father, he was a fisherman. But I wanted to do better for myself, and I was just so in love with you. I thought I could pass myself off as a noble and become your wife, and then I would be noble. Because you ennoble me.
Ennoble!
If you had just told us the truth, we could have elevated you to the nobility. Our fortunes may be small, but they would have been sufficient to do that.
If you thought I was a peasant girl, would you have given me a second look?
Of course. I'm giving you a second look now, even after you left me for a worse man.
You are so forgiving.
Is she lying to me? Can I tell?
You're not very forgiving.
When she said forgiving, she really meant forgiving.
What's your will?
Black five.
You don't think she's ever said anything honest? It, like, how you missed it before is startling.
Oh, you bitch. The betrayals of Solomon and my father and the colonel's words have finally illumined my eyes to the truth of who and what you really are.
No, it's
I
not
hope
true.
You hang.
No.
And you shall. May you strangle instead of having your neck broken painlessly. I am done with you, woman.
Spit on her.
No.
I'm just striding away.
She calls after. No, I'm Mildred Trumbull, your wife. Mildred!
You are no longer my wife under the law or in my heart.
She starts to cry. Mildred cries crocodile tears.
You storm your way out.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going?
To a dark corner somewhere to collect myself and my thoughts.
You're not gonna make the date you had?
I am. Bayard is in a bad state right now.
Yes,
you should go back home then.
Our phrase, emotionally compromised.
I'm gonna find a room like perhaps the one Albert was being kept in and just sit there for a while.
Okay. This sticky blood stain on the floor still.
I trace patterns in the dirt.
You sit there.
That's gonna last for about 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay. You brood for a long time. What are you doing when you're done brooding?
Returning to find the colonel and or the prince.
Okay. It seems the prince has left, but when you go to the Grand Magistrate's office, you are informed that the colonel is in.
I either knock or poke my head in and ask, may I have a word?
Enter. When you come in, he's stripped out of his armor and he is polishing the head of his warhammer.
Get the bone chips off.
Colonel Ventaro, I must thank you for your foresight in allowing me into the cells.
You're quite welcome. I thought you could benefit from talking to that woman.
I have indeed. Your words have opened my eyes to the truth, and I don't know how I missed it before, but I thank you for your wisdom, however much it pains me. I ask a favor, though, that I might pull the lever tonight.
Are you serious?
I am serious. That woman has played me for years, exhausted my fortunes, and made me a laughingstock.
Granted.
She has further consorted with blood mages and endangered the entire nation.
Sir, you had me at laughingstock. What kind of cur would I be to deny you the privilege?
I thank you deeply. May I have Albert as well?
What do you wish with him?
I wish to put him to good purpose fighting the demon, whether he wishes it or not.
That's tricky. He is a valuable witness, and I'm sure some mages would be interested in him.
Yet to kill the demon, we need something with a connection to the spirit world, and a half-dead corpse is an excellent ingredient.
Oh, you want to kill him? After he just freed you from your ex-wife?
You want to roll their persuasion?
Answering Natasha, yes, I want to kill him. I am unreasonably transferring my hatred of Regina to hatred of him as well.
I can't blame you. He's a really hateable guy. Not very likable.
Right, persuasion.
Obstacle four.
Work in astrology. And I'll do my retroactive lecturing thing.
Okay, because you always give a citation.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of citation are you giving?
Yes. According to the philosophy of Jepta Hafunk, the dead are to pass on to the next world and not linger. It is the duty of the living to inhabit the realms of men. Albert is an intruder and must be helped on with great haste. I cite the example of the wizard Poinsett, who, when he inherited the library of Dacumos, he burned it rather than making use of forbidden secrets for his own gain. That was supposed to be philosophy and history.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I only got one success.
Well, the schooling is appreciated, but he is valuable property. Perhaps when we're done with him, we can send him along. But for now, he has useful information.
Thank you for your consideration.
If I may offer you one last word of advice.
Yes.
When you want a woman, pay for it in gold. If not, you'll be paying for it in pieces of your heart.
Oh,
I see the wisdom in that now. Unfortunately, I do not have any gold.
Fresh out of that. Yeah, we still have plenty of gold left, don't we, actually?
That's probably all confiscated.
Perhaps with some more blood mages caught, I will.
A noble endeavor.
Okay. Farewell until tonight, then.
Good day. I'll see you on the gallows.
All right. Back to everyone else.
Okay. Well, where are you going?
I guess back to the workshop to continue my work until the appointed hour.
Okay, fantastic. When you return to your workshop, there is a strange wagon sitting outside.
What the hell is it now?
Stuff.
You hear a grunt from within, and he's shouting, "Gosh darn it, this is too heavy. My tiny hands just can't fit all these bombs."
I peek under the wagon's coverings.
The wagon appears empty, but you think someone has moved inside of your workshop.
Judging by the yellow.
Yes.
Alright. I invention that will remain undescribed for now and conceal it in the palm of my hand and open the door.
Okay. You look inside and you see your brother, Dristan, and your father. And your father appears to be poking around the table of your workshop, looking at your inventions.
Well, you didn't go very far. Also, Dad, you've come back for us, finally.
Just so, son. I've come back for you. Both of you.
He's also come back to make a mess of this funeral.
I'm just tagging along.
No, Doctor, you're no tag along. Trust me, your skills will be very needed.
Yeah, well, I fix people. Can you help us move all these bombs? It makes me really uncomfortable that the human has access to them.
Everything you have said from the moment I walked in here fills me with deep foreboding. What exactly is going on?
Well, we're going to disrupt the execution, free the innocent wizards, harvest Von Quentin's eyes, and then flee the city.
Why?
Because it'll be a rip-roaring good time.
Well, the wizards are innocent.
Yeah.
If they're innocent, we can free them.
Yes,
we've already
freed
McCaskill. This family has suffered without your leadership for the past 20 years. And now you come back and want us to throw away everything that we've gained, make ourselves outlaws?
Yeah, we suffered without it. We can suffer with it, too.
I am offering you a chance to come with me and help justice be done. You don't have to take it.
I think that, what's his name, Colonel Laddie Pants, is not the embodiment of justice, and it's a shame that he's in charge, because innocent people will continue to suffer, unless we do something. Spring a jailbreak.
He has shown himself most reasonable to me. He showed me the monster that Regina truly is.
Well, if you would just listen to any of us, you would have thought.
I think Mr. White Rose really clued you in on that.
You've just been in denial for the past 5 years.
Yes! And the Colonel broke me out of it. He's a good man. He acquitted himself well on the field of battle today.
It's true. I mean, breaking you out of denial is no small feat.
Bayard, I'm offering you a chance to stand with your blood.
But you're asking me to throw away everything that I know and love, and my heart's already been broken once today. I find it hard to put you back in it. This city, my friends here.
Well, that's true. We probably couldn't stay here.
When do you go outside?
You would still have your bombs in,
when you're sleeping off your vicious hangovers.
Fair enough. It's a fair cop.
So you'd rather stay here and make weapons for a demon?
Do you really want to work for this demon? Wouldn't you much rather put your energy into destroying it like we wanted to? When we scoop out Reginald's eyes, we'll have the capability to craft weapons.
Wouldn't it be much safer and less destructive to see his Reginald's eyes from his crypt rather than in the middle of the city?
I thought this too, but I figure if we're gonna, if shit's gonna hit the fan, we might as well do everything at once.
Our family, 3 generations ago, our family was elevated to the nobility, and now you want to throw that all away?
Man, Baird, I hate to admit it, but you're sounding awfully reasonable. You might sway me.
Baird, there are 3 generations of Trumbulls in this room who want to move forward with this plan.
Oh, you didn't get the memo, did you, Bayard? Apparently you're talking to your grandpa.
As well.
I'm not even sure I want to know.
In magic.
How does it work?
Very well, father and grandfather, can you swear to me that this will be used for a good and noble purpose? That innocent lives will not suffer?
Oh, I'm the doctor. I'm here to ensure that. I'm your innocence insurance, if you will.
No, I cannot swear a true oath to that. People will suffer. There will likely be collateral deaths, and there will probably be a crackdown where more innocent people will suffer.
Oh, dude. This is harsh.
I'm not going to lie to you, boy.
And who is meant to benefit from your work?
The innocent mages that are being hanged tonight because they didn't have fair representation.
If only you didn't send the only honorable warrior to the galleries.
Honorable enough to go berserk and murder everybody, sure.
That would have taken care of them too.
Yeah, my intent is to convince the audience, everyone but Nefario, to break from his scheme.
Okay. So shall we take it to Duel of Wits, then?
Let's do it! I want to add Helping Guy to somebody who sounds reasonable.
Okay. Nefario's intent, Argentum, is to convince everyone that basically the law is broken, and he's going to create his own justice, and all good people should follow him.
Oh, no. I don't like how that sounds.
If we include myself in good people following him, can I raise the stakes to him helping us destroy the demon? And not making the family an outlaw, or a collection of outlaws.
That's agreeable to me.
I'm not being outlaws. I wonder how this will go.
I will say that I did just get it done being an outlaw, and I kind of like not being an outlaw.
Yeah, look at how it turned out for Solomon. That Opa was dead.
Well, I didn't murder anyone.
So that's what outlaws do, right?
Mm-hmm. All right, so we've agreed to terms. This body of argument now?
Yes.
I wish my primary to be persuasion. My will is 5.
Let me look up what he can use for his primary.
I'm going to go ahead and roll. I don't think it matters.
Yeah, no.
That could have gone better.
Oh, his word was fantastic. Yeah, that also could have gone better. He got 0 successes, so his body of argument is 6.
Alright.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and spend a fate on this.
Okay.
Not that it helps. Two successes, and my body of argument, 7.
How does helping guy from the audience work?
Basically, you make an argument. When you hear something you agree with, you put in your 2 cents.
Okay.
And now I need to script.
Yes.
It's been a long time since I scripted the duel quiz.
Whose fault is that, Leon?
Should have had an iron quill.
Sorry, what was your body of argument?
7.
I think playing a liar would be fun. Having like a B5 for persuasion. Wouldn't that be sick? That's Winston.
Yeah, Winston never shuts the hell up, ever. Fortunately, he's never figured out that he can meow while you hold him. When he works that out, it will be a dark day indeed. I'm scripted.
I'm not yet. Okay. Ready.
Okay, volume 1.
Points.
He has a rebuttal.
Alright. Father, I ask you to now repay some of the many years that you have left us abandoned. Help us for once, rather than just wandering off and then returning to command us to do something to aid your plans. Do something for the benefit of your sons, your flesh and blood.
I can't agree to that. I don't give a fuck.
I will say that this is rather abrupt.
All the work I've ever done was for the benefit of my sons. Do you think I liked going away? The sacrifices I make? Some of the bad things I've done? I'm trying to build a better world for my sons and their sons and their sons. So yes, I come to you now, and I ask of you to be a part of that. To make sacrifices to create a better world.
I wish you were the father that Asclepius of the fabled stories that Gordon used to tell me. Who tended his children with nourishing care and love.
Aww.
To be a woman.
Ow, invoking Gordon's name, damn.
That's not bad for somebody who's been unconscious for, like, the last 5 games.
Okay. So.
Alright. How are you splitting your dice? And I don't think I got any help from the audience.
I think Martin helped you.
Yeah.
Do you intend to throw in with him?
Yeah, no, I do agree that this whole suddenly jumping in and foisting his plans on us thing is kind of unpalatable.
Okay.
And I don't really like Whatchadoodle. Nefario. What is my problem with him? Nefario's whole, I'm doing it for my sons, because he was I made sacrifices for myself to be the best, because I could do whatever I don't know. Remember that whole thing?
Yeah, well, he has grand plans that were apparently not, you know.
Well, if you want to help, say that in character.
Doesn't sound like you feel strong.
So how many qualities is this? Is it 1 quality or 3?
This is... It's gonna go.
Depending on the rolls, it could be 1 volley. So if you want to help early.
Yeah, I'm going to stand by Bayard on this. I'm helping Bayard.
Okay.
I actually know Bayard, Argentum, too, so I'm just more likely to side with him. Sorry.
Yeah, he's going to go 3 in defense, 2 in attack.
Okay. I wish astrology is a valid for social, right?
Yeah, I think just not physical and martial.
Right. I want to claim a fork for philosophy and 2 helping dice.
Okay.
Fate. Very nice. Very nice indeed. 7 successes.
7?
7.
Oof. Ah! Quit fighting my hearing!
But the fate on his attack. He got 2 successes. He only got 1 on defense. So you knock him to 0 in that volley.
Wow.
Yeah. He didn't even get to dismiss you next volley.
How many did he get on offense?
2.
Alright, so we have some concessions.
Some major concessions to be made.
Trying to find. There it is.
What?
Alright, so I've been reduced by 2 off 7, which I think merits a minor compromise on my part.
Okay. Do you have a suggestion of a compromise?
Not offhand. Anyone else have suggestions? I'm still thinking.
You can free some of the... Like, I don't know. I think some of these mages deserve to live.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe interrupt the, some of the executions discreetly, maybe, if we can do that?
I don't think... What if we brought forth whatever evidence that Nefario has procured and tried to get them off officially?
Does he have evidence is the question.
No.
How about we try and postpone the execution, except for Regina, because she totally deserves to die.
What if we deputized them?
What's that mean?
Brought them into the fight against the other blood mages. I'm not sure the colonel or the prince would go for that.
It was worth trying.
We could argue that they're too valuable of a resource to be executed when they could be utilized to fight the fight.
What if I could free them discreetly before the execution? Perhaps enlist them to fight this demon of yours.
Oh gosh, we need help fighting the demon.
If you can manage to discreetly free them, I will, I'm happy to let you act and will even aid you.
Yes, discreetly works.
I like discretion. I am also up for this.
Now, as a point of order, you don't consider giant bolts of lightning discreet, yes?
Not if they can be traced back to a Trumbull.
Is it cloudy tonight?
It will be.
I could make some smoke bombs.
Ooh. Make the smoke bombs.
Do we know where in the magistrate's chambers they're being kept?
The prisoners, you mean?
Yes.
Nick, did I see any when I visited Regina?
You did not see the blood mages that were brought out to watch. It was just Regina in there.
Hmm. Yeah, then I don't know. Unless I could roll a wise.
Sure, what do you got?
City-wise? This is a city prison.
That'd be incredibly specific on city-wise. Let me set you an obstacle. Obstacle
8. Ooh. Ooh, that's a lot of sixes.
What is your thing? I'm sorry. Your skill?
City wise.
Yeah.
Anyone else got that?
No.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull out my dowsing rod, draw a diagram, and use what I remember of the city and the astrological tools at my disposal to define the locations of the prisoners. No. Not at all.
You actually end up pointing to your own warehouse. No. You know they're somewhere in the magistrate's offices, because that's where they were brought out to watch. And you suspect they were kept in the highest part to keep them from jumping out.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't, but if they are, it's just terrible.
It makes sense to me. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're being kept with the messenger ravens up in the belfry. Yep. Yep.
Well,
I think I'll just ask people.
It could be easy for me to infiltrate as a raven. Of course,
don't
I don't.
You have to save your energy for awesome things? I don't know how magic works, so forgive me if this is a stupid point.
I was saving my energy to blow up a gallows and several dozen soldiers. But it seems that plan's off the table. At least for today.
Here's for the glorious future, I guess.
Well, the soldiers are uniformed combatants.
I'm not clear on our rules here. What is the deal you're putting forth?
That the family be maintained in good standing, and that you stay in contact with us and be a father to us.
Aww.
Everything else is on the table. Just be around.
Well, that should be easy enough.
Also, try not to hit me with your lightning when I pull a lever for Regina.
So you're actually okay with me conducting the assault?
If it can be done with stealth and reasonable subtlety.
They're going to know.
They're going to know a wizard did it. They're not going to know a Trumbull did it.
So we hope.
True.
If we're not going through the official system, they're going to assume a wizard did it anyway. I mean, who else is going to spring a bunch of alleged blood mages?
This must be where the phrase, "Are you a wizard?" comes from.
Well, will you grant me the use of your explosives?
I suppose. Are you planning to break them out before the execution or during?
I was planning on during. But I was counting on having a powerful kinsman and your assistance with the explosives.
Powerful kinsman? Hmm.
Yes, my son. I sort of expected him to be helpful.
Sorry. Oh, we're going to disappoint.
Martin, we will make a proper wizard of you, I promise.
Parenthood.
I'm unsure if I really am okay with all this.
We'll have time to think about it when he's a part of your life and not planning an assault.
I think a prison break before the hanging would be best.
Well, less spectacular. I think there's something to be said for drama, so.
Oh my gosh, he gets it from you!
This is true. If only we could be certain of what order the prisoners be hung in. I suppose we'll just have to lay aside our misgivings and conduct the best improvisation that we may.
Well, we're pretty good at improv. Right, gentlemen?
I trust you when you say that these men do not deserve to die.
I'm glad. We will make the arrangements. I need to contact some associates. I will meet you back here in a few hours if that is agreeable. I promise. Yes. I will not go running off.
And try not to kill any of the audience, please.
I will do my best.
I'll also be there, just in case I'm needed.
In the meantime, son, would you please make as many explosive devices as you can, and we will hopefully get them in position around where the soldiers will be.
Do you wish anti-personnel concealment or building destruction?
I suppose concealment is most important. I would like to take out a few of the lavender cloaks, but that might be asking too much.
Well, we already have those made, so...
You may want to wear cloths over your mouth soaked with perfume, because I think I shall try a stink bomb as well.
It's hardly classy, but if it's effective, I'm for it.
The stench will rival the tanning district.
Stay classy, Trumbull.
So, let us set this plan in motion, then. I agree.
It's good to have you back.
Surprisingly good to be back. He turns and strides out, pulling his hood up over his head.
Well, that was nice.
That was great. Dear old dad is back in the saddle.
I'm glad you're taking your wife's treachery in such good stride.
Right. Well, she'll be dead soon.
That seems like a good place to stop.
Nothing kills the heart like dead people.
So.
People are dying lately.
Let's go.
Well, that's just your luck, Tom.
Steel obstacles, I suppose.
Yes, we're witnessing, one and one half executions.
Good one.
Okay, well, everyone who got a whisper message can take an obstacle one.
Yes.
Everyone who saw Liam get shattered can take an obstacle 3. Everyone who saw Solomon die can take an obstacle 4.
Oh, yes.
Solomon's death means something.
Steel test.
It might mean steal advancement.
So do I count as having witnessed my own grisly destruction?
Oh, like crazy.
I think you get a steel test for the pain.
You get an obstacle 6 for being mortally wounded and surviving.
Sweet.
You're welcome.
It's one difficult and one challenging.
Come on.
How about realizing that the love of your life has been lying to you for the entire time you've known her?
That's a fantastic question. I'm going to go obstacle 5.
Wow, gratitude! Do you dig again or no?
Power up.
Love that.
Probably. I have a full spectrum of tests, but I'll find out later.
Okay. Martin, you want to read off your bits?
Lilybald's bits. Okay, one, see that Professor Caskill and I get out of jail with our hands.
Done.
Mmm.
Persona.
Excellent. Okay, let's see. Finding an appropriate antecedent for the creation of spirit bane weaponry. Really?
We worked toward it.
Finding the books. Now, we have not gotten those in our possession. Although I do want to reclaim that journal at some point. I wonder if they actually do have it. Oh yeah, that's right. Instincts, proper etiquette, laziness, money. Eh, none of it really came up.
They are?
Alright. I arm myself to shoot with a demon as an equal. Maybe a fate. I kinda tried to get that on the side.
You attempted to get the body of Mr. White Rose.
Okay. Family comes first, get Martin acquitted.
Done.
Pretty sure that happens.
Yep.
I wish for Moldbreaker for my belief about freeing Regina from jail.
Absolutely.
Fuck that bitch.
Oh.
And I only used instincts for helpful purposes.
Indeed.
The criteria for trait fate awards is driving the story in an interesting direction, right?
Yeah, let me see if I can find the exact wording.
Okay.
Traits. Invoking that trait alters the direction of the story in an unforeseen way or makes life difficult for that character.
How about passionate for getting Argentum to stick with us instead of us becoming outlaws on his behalf? The passionate trait.
I would also say mark a privilege just for the whole idea of invoking your nobility to utterly change Martin's fate.
That was
I
last
agree.
Session. Oh, okay.
I probably should have too. But yes, you can take fate for both of those.
Okay. Thank you. That's it.
Okay.
Wow.
Solomon is dead. But we can give him some Martha if you want.
Deeds!
dying?
I don't think he died.
I overwrote much of his character sheet with messages to John.
Really?
What?
I wasn't reading that. Saruman.
Okay, yes, so you did. Okay, moving on.
He did not get acquitted, though, so I don't believe he satisfied either of the other beliefs or that one.
No, No, he did not. Dristan.
Hey!
You have helped to banish the demon, at least.
Yay! I recruited help. Is that a person or a face?
That depends. Are you satisfied with the level of help you have, or do you wish to continue pursuing that?
No, I'm pretty satisfied. I mean, we got fucking Argentum dopes up in here.
So. And apparently Argentum Uno.
Yeah, this, I'm still trying to wrap my head around this, but whatevs.
Okay.
It'll come to you eventually.
Take your persona.
Okay. Escape the demon's grasp. Although, find a suitable medium in order to craft this with unlimited weapon. I really feel like, since we've settled on Reginald's eyeballs, I've at least gotten a fate point for that.
Yes, you know what you want now. You just have to go get it.
What? Okay. Instincts. I like talking a lot. This isn't really in trouble.
You did attempt to talk things out, but it didn't cause you any problems. It did cause you some interesting conversations with Mentoro and Liam.
Yeah, I'm peachy.
Okay. Liam?
Oh, man.
Read off your list of failures.
Deeds.
Well, the hunt for blood witches will put me in good standing with the knights. I must take whatever steps are necessary to stop the demon from destroying us all, and as a servant of the prince, I will defeat Colonel Ventaro and hold him to the authority of law instead of his cruel perversion of justice. I think a big round of applause for Liam today for upholding all of his beliefs, changing the track of the story, and becoming a true hero in the eyes of, oh, was I asleep for the last 2 hours? I'm pretty sure I got knocked the fuck out.
You sure did.
I sure did.
Big money to ever bet Liam going down in round two.
That wasn't even round one. God.
Take a fate point towards defeating Colonel Ventaro.
I always put myself between danger and the defenseless. Might have caused me a little bit of trouble.
Yes, I would agree. Yeah, you gotta store up that Arthur for a couple of years from now when you might be able to walk again.
That's great. Well, no, he'll make a full recovery. Like, he's not going to be... He's going to be right back up to 100% for this. It's just that he's...
It's
going to
take 3 years.
It's going to take... Well,
I... We'll already be harvesting people as batteries by then.
Yeah, I thought it was, like, 15 months maximum. Because he's got to go through... Like, traumatic, severe, and midi are all, like, mushed together. And then a light is, like...
Mortal by itself is 11 months. So that's a year of sitting on your fat ass eating a potato.
And, what do you call it? A traumatic is 3 months. A severe is 1 month. And then midi is like a week.
Oh, that's not too bad, then.
Maybe the noise will be so loud that it'll wake Gordon up.
Yeah, what's Gordon's story, then? Why is...
I did actually think about that.
Yeah, you dickwads left him behind, by the way.
No, they didn't. They brought him to the warehouse.
Yeah.
No, like, you left him behind in the... Oh, right, that's right.
Yeah, we're still there, actually.
Mario is... I don't know, because I feel like the moment Gordon wakes up, we're essentially going to be doing a shitload of things he disagrees with.
That's true. They found a new father figure. It's their father.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to turn the recorder off. Bye, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.
What about, the embodiment nominations?
Oh, oh yeah.
Oh.
I want to nominate Regina and Nefario.
You just love giving NPCs, Arthur.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, you can't give Regina embodiment because she'll have a persona point and then she can use it for will to live.
And wouldn't that be awesome?
Having her be hanged and then survive?
Yeah, zombie Regina. She can be Albert's wife.
They're totally fit for each other.
Yeah, a bunch of lying, cheating sons of bitches combining together with undead glory.
Great. I actually nominate Bayard, because I thought he did a really good job pulling off being furious at his ex-wife.
Yeah, more realistically, I was going to nominate. I would love to see Bayard get an embodiment for how he dealt with Regina.
I agree.
Okay. Sounds voted upon then.
Big round of applause for John.
Mm. Yeah, just click that link I sent you again.
Okay. Any other embodiments?
Yes, Sasha.
Tristan was quiet as a woman should be.
I hate you.
Oh yeah, by the way, John,
yeah.
Bayard's favor? Yeah, didn't do jack shit for Liam, thanks.
You're welcome. It was a touching moment.
And then you had a touching moment with a warhammer.
Yeah, and what's worse is I've got syphilis all over my chest.
Ooh, that's true. That's why you're taking 16 months to heal up.
Yeah, it's not actually the mortal wound on my leg. It is, in fact, my brain turning into Swiss cheese from touching anything that Regina touched.
Well,
I get the impression some of you don't like Regina.
No, she's a very good villain.
Okay, I'm going to turn the recorder off for realsy. Bye, everybody.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.